Welcome, everyone. The Zoom setting is sometimes tricky for recording, it feels like these days. So I just always have to double check. It flashes to a different part of my screen than I'm used to let me know that it's on. So there's always this moment of like, when I hop on. So forgive that. And as we settle in for today's session, know as we head into integration and working with round two, we're going to be engaging with a combo of both breathwork and body talk. Okay. Thank you all for the messages that are coming on in. I really appreciate all of that information. And I'm going to invite you to, if you haven't already, settle on in, laying on your back, and you're going to hear a little bit of music come on. I'm got an interesting playlist for everyone today. I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to just begin to get comfy cozy in that posture, giving any little wiggle woggles, making any shake shimmies, and getting yourself set up for comfort. You may wish to have a blanket, there might be something underneath your head, or you might actually decide you want to remove that and to begin to stretch out the body in another way. So see what feels right for you today. And then I'm going to invite you to begin to connect to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor it, to appreciate it. And then I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, locate something either externally or internally that also feels pleasant to be with. And as you locate that thing, noticing what it is you like the most about that thing as you may have a few things. Feel free to savor everything that shows up around that. Taking your time to drink that all in by means of breathing with it. I'm going to invite you to imagine that you can breathe whatever it is you've located and all that feels good about it for you inside of you. Noticing how the body responds, and if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor that too. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. Thank you to all of our compassionate helpers who are here with us, seen and unseen. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages that have gone into creating this sweet moment of a connection. The deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands, nourishing us all. As you drink that in, continuing to notice the body's response and continuing to savor all that feels good here. And when you've got space for it, I invite you, as you savor all those things, to literally open up your mouth to drink in them just a little bit more. The mouth is our receptacle for nourishment. So as you open up the jaw through the open mouth to connect to the breath, There will be a moment of dry mouth that'll happen at some juncture. If you swallow or drink water and attempt to fix it, it'll keep persisting. What a metaphor that is for life, yeah? And if we're able just to be with it and allow it to be as it is, it typically fades into the background, into the ethers. And on the note of breathing through the mouth, I'm going to invite you to open up the jaw just a little bit wider to the point of just mild stretch. Not quite discomfort, but just connecting up to that edge of it all. And then breathing in and out without pause. So using that vibrant inhale with just a little bit of energy to behind it. And a surrendered exhale. And taking out the gaps, the top and the bottom of the breath. As you take out the gap at the top and the bottom of the breath begins to cycle. So just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. As we drink our breath in through the mouth, it actually connects to our spleen meridian, connecting us to deeply our center of nourishment. And the air that we breathe, our very breath, our very life force itself, is thought to be our connection to that which is the eternal, whatever our name for that might be, to the ineffable, the mystery. As you drink that in through the spleen, I imagine that being like a source of nourishment. Perhaps the source of nourishment. Perhaps the deepest source of all that nourishes us. So it might be seemingly a small thing to breathe in this way, yet I can think of no deeper form of prayer, meditation, integration work, healing work, trauma release work, pick a title that there is to support our system as we open ourselves to receive nourishment from Source itself. And as we drink that in through our spleen meridian, I see that lighting up. In a way that actually the spleen is meant to get rid of our old blood cells. So I'm going to invite you to stay connected to that breath, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales for this entire duration. And I'm going to go off into a little bit of body talk here and there. But see if you can stay with that focus of vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales through the open mouth. And within that, there may be feelings, sensations that arise, and those are all really welcome. If there's an impulse to move in a certain way, to make a sound in a certain way, please honor that. And if there's an impulse to begin to pick up the pace a little bit with your breath, feel free to do that. That's your gas pedal. If you need to back off the breath because it feels a little bit too much, you can slow down the rate of the breath, or you can stop breathing through the mouth and take it back to the nose if need be. But I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace just a little bit now with that breath. If you've got space for it, see if you can enhance the rate of your vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, as I head into this next piece around the spleen, which is thought to get rid of our old blood cells. And I see that it's actually making space or room for your bones to produce new blood cells. And similar to like the same cycles of diarrhea or constipation that we can get stuck in, it's like that's happening between the spleen and the bones of the system. There isn't quite enough room for things to find a spacious balance here. So it's going into alternating cycles of constipation and diarrhea, in essence. Meaning like there's all of a sudden a cascade of blood cells that are getting digested and the bones can't keep up to produce enough. Or the spleen is hanging on to all the old blood cells and there isn't enough room for like the bones to produce new ones. So to restore this, we're going to do a few things, starting off with cell repair, both for the spleen as well as for the bones. Restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health. And connecting that to hydration of your spleen, of your bones. Helping these cells to take in water and joy and release any impurities. I see the water acting as like a buffer to create enough of a space that there doesn't need to be a clinging, or there doesn't need to be an over dramatic release. There's actually a middle ground here. And as you take that to your breath, I invite you, if you haven't already, to bring to mind your intention for today, whatever that intention is. And we're actually linking that to the very bones as well as blood that courses through you. And if you don't happen to have an intention for today's journey other than to take in whatever arises, then feel free to direct your breath into your bones and into your blood. As we support the bones and the blood with breath, I'm going to give just a bit of a pause here for you to sense, for you to pause, and for you to open to all that's here. Safe to drink that in just a little bit deeper now. Safe to drink that in a little bit deeper now. Mm-hmm. Connecting to these bones. Connecting to the blood that pours through your very veins, arteries, capillaries. Connects us to both the very core of us that composed us, our bones carrying our ancestral energy, in our blood dispersing through us, carrying the energy of what it is to have our passion in circulation. As well as, I think of our blood as stemming in many ways to a connection to our family lines. And help me to circulate any bits and bobs of wisdom. Any bits and bobs of wisdom need to circulate through these veins, these arteries. As you deepen into your connection, whatever that holds for you in this moment, your bones, your blood, I wonder if they could speak. If your bones and blood could talk, what are they whispering to you now? What are they whispering to you now? It's worth it to hear what's here. In fact, your worth itself, may be located somewhere here. So deepening into your breath, as you continue to connect your bones and your blood, as you run the permission statements, you're worth it. You are worth it. Not because anyone told you so. Not because you're doing anything in particular to earn it, but by the very nature of your existence, you're worth it. And I wonder what it might be like to see what it's like to find worth, not based on what somebody else has said or done, but simply because you can find it in your bones, in your blood, in your very breath. And while you do that, there might be a part of you that comes up that says otherwise. And that part is actually really welcome here too. That part is really worth connecting to. To invite you to welcome them to be here too. Any parts of you that say otherwise, that might carry low self-esteem or hurt or anger or selfishness or immaturity in some way, shape, or form. Whatever age and stage of life that may have transpired in. Perhaps we're teenagers, perhaps early childhood, perhaps seemingly in the womb. I invite you to see what it's like to be with that part of you. Welcoming them to be here, not to fix them, not to change their mindset, which is simply allowing anything that says otherwise around your worthiness to be welcome without having to fix it or change it. Just hanging out with it and saying like, hey, pull up a seat at the table here. I'm here with you. And I'm really curious to listen to what you have to say. Really curious to listen to what you have to say. And this way we engage respectfully with the fullness of what's here in our psyche, along with our bodies. We're addressing the koshas in a different way, in their physical form, in their mental form. In between the two, the emotional body gets met. So know that we're doing a fair bit of work behind the scenes, which might not be evident. And as you locate that for you, these parts of you that are welcome to be here, and you offer them your respect, they may actually have some things to share with you. They may actually really enjoy getting to have someone to connect with. And even if they are kind of shy, I would invite you just to let their presence be known, and for you to let your presence be known with them. Saying like, hey, you're not so bad. Hey, in fact, you're really welcome here. And as you open up to these parts of you, something begins to change in some way, shape, or form as you establish a new relationship between you and these essences that have been longing to be met. And think of doing this not just for you, but through all of your ancestral lines, all of their parts that didn't get to receive these messages. In fact, one might say that's actually where these parts got formed in the first place. Yeah. To extend that to your ancestors, they get the opportunity to do the same here. But we get to all do this together now. We get to all do this together now. Offering your breath. And again, I'm going to invite you to pick up the pace just a little bit more. And when the time is right for you, I'm going to invite you to basically make a little sound and to shake your body. Arms, legs, head. Ah, staying with that sound, amping up the movement just a little bit more, giving it everything you've got now. Letting that settle, letting that settle. And just notice what it's like to take in these words here. You have nothing to defend. You have nothing that you need to defend here. You have nothing that you need to defend here. Then we're linking that into the 12th house. House of the liver. House of the liver meridian, which stores all of our karmic stuff. And think of everything that you've just released as being like an unburdening for the liver and for its meridian. Then we're linking that to your entire masculine side. As if some of that resistance to taking your worth was actually stored from either your father's lineage or the words that you heard your father say about you. And if there's any layers of sticky resistance left to you, you're worth it. You're worth it. You have value here. I'm going to imagine that we can scoop that up. Now we can actually hand that back. We're going to scoop that up out of your body. We're going to hand that back to where it came from. Handing that back to Dad. And particularly to Dad's higher self. To Dad's higher self, who will know what to do with it. So it's not a matter about him taking it or not taking it or anything in between. It's just giving it back to his higher self. And you're the one letting go of it. And whatever he chooses to do with it is actually his business. This isn't for you to have to worry about or think about or decide anymore. That's actually his business. Nothing for you to need to protect, govern, manage, fix, etc. As we do that, think of it as unburdening. I'm going to call it your primary masculine matrix for those of you who have taken Module 9. You might have a better sense of what that means. Think of it as just releasing your primary fundamental origin point that came from your dad's line. And as we unburden it, the right side actually begins to become a little bit softer, more open, more available to the sensual. So I invite you to breathe specifically now into the right side, offering it nourishment. In a way that allows the entire left side of your body to not have to work so hard. The left side actually gets a little vacation along with this, because it doesn't actually have to be the source of nourishment. The sole source of nourishment. So as we support the right side, the masculine opening up to softness, the left side actually gets a bit of a break. It doesn't have to seemingly force nourishment. In essence here, we are balancing the primary masculine with the primary feminine matrices of you. And we're linking that through to your internal North Star, your guidance of your soul, which is thought to be just on either side of the spine, as well as through to your third eye. your intuitive chakra, your brow chakra. And then from there, linking it up to the pineal glands. Supporting the essence of healthy rest by balancing melatonin and a healthy circadian rhythm here. And here, running the permissions, I get to respect my own cycles of timing. I get to respect my own cycles of timing. That might not look like anybody else's, but it gets to look like yours. And we're linking that into the eighth house, the house of death, rebirth, regeneration. It's allowing anything that's no longer serving those old timings, those old rhythms of how it is you do you, how you live your life, to fade away. And restoring them with what's actually serving you, backed by the guidance of your soul. And as we do that, we're connecting all things mouth to all things genitals and supporting the system and orienting to receiving what's nourishment and what's pleasure is one and the same. So nourishment brings pleasure, pleasure brings nourishment. In this way, they cycle together. I invite you to take time to breathe into that, receiving nourishing pleasure, and pleasurable nourishment. Nourishment is pleasure, and pleasure is nourishment. And we invite you to do this in your own timing, from a soft, sensual place. For whatever reason, I actually just begin to see bugs, which from a certain line of thinking are actually meant to open up like your small channels, like the nadis or the smaller energetic channels. And as they do so, releasing what's been bugging you on a smaller level, releasing the frustrations, the irritations. And you might even, by means of breathing, locate that somewhere specific in your body. And if you locate that somewhere specific in your body, what's been bugging you, we invite you to take your hands to that area of your body and give them just some love. Offering love to any parts of your body that seem to be bugging you. And wherever that is, offering sensual touch, and letting your body receive the warmth from your hands. As they do so, this becomes an act of respect. You respecting you in a visceral, somatic way that the body begins to reprogram what it is to receive respect. Your hands carry the energy from your heart chakra. Respect, dignity, compassion, love. To name just a few of its qualities get to be transmitted with every touch, with every breath beginning to amplify that. And we're connecting that almost like circulation of our healing resources begin to flow through us in a simple way, in a very simplified manner. We connect to the deepest circulation of what nourishes you through your very hands. Perhaps you've had this medicine in you all along. Perhaps it's always been here, just waiting for you to receive yourself with. Drinking in your medicine for you in ways that only you will ever be able to truly understand, as you're the only one that was ever there through all those challenges, all those times, all those hurts. And by means of breathing in this touch, this love, this tenderness, this respect, this compassion, this dignity, meeting them in all the nooks and crannies and places that nobody else will ever be able to thoroughly know in the same level of detail that you do. So offering yourself your medicine. I'm going to tap this part in. Invitation to stay with that breath. You don't need to tap, or you're welcome to if you desire to, but I'm going to invite you to stay with your hands, offering loving connection and touch and nourishment in all the ways that they currently are. And then as we do this, there's actually a permission that's being tapped out at the same time. There's enough here for me. There's enough here for me. There's enough here for me. And as we begin a new formula, it's starting off with the words, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And whatever that brings up within your system, welcoming it with your breath. Welcoming it with your breath. I am enough. I wonder what it'd be like to let that rumble through you, through your heart, through your blood, through your bones. As we do this, working with lymphatic drainage. Through that spleen meridian itself. Clearing out any other toxins, gunk, waste, including low self-esteem, overthinking and overanalyzing in particular. releasing that through the entire spleen meridian so it can deliver its nourishment even more succinctly, sustainably, effectively, and exponentially, in fact. We're linking it all to your throat. Consciousness of expression. For the throat chakra, running a Sidri here, continuing for the next 6 days to optimize your expression, specifically as it connects into the heart space from a place of honoring your heart. Expression in line with honoring your heart. Starting here with circulation of all those healing resources, all the parts of nourishment that we work with in a more detailed way, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph again draining those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. If it feels right, even bringing your hands to anywhere around the throat. Balancing here yin and yang, and circulating those two, the feminine essence of nourishment, the masculine essence of protection. Running hydration to bring in the water, the joy, and releasing the impurities. And the D is for the defrag, much like that computer defrag or spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here, so it remains to be readily reorganized, utilized for healing. Staying with your breath here. Nourishing the inside of your throat with your very breath, your very life force itself, to support the cell. Reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, to get us out of rock and hard place type of thinking, and opening up to possibilities where we may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of it as the release. The surrender, letting go. This just runs for the next 6 days. I wonder what it might be like to engage with the opportunity to express what's on your heart in a way that honors you, regardless of however it's received. For this act of expression is for you, no one else. Regardless of whatever the impact is, it's actually your opportunity to honor yourself by means of expressing how you wish. It becomes like a defiant or a rebellious act, any low self-esteem or any parts of you that might be carrying low self-esteem, either in this lifetime or through the ancestral realms. And as you honor your voice, it becomes almost like something that can soar. I have the image of like a winged one whatever shows up for you. You might even have a picture of a specific bird, or maybe a fantastical beast, so flies. Maybe you're into dragons or anything in between. But see if there's an image or an animal potentially that carries wings with it that may come to mind. Maybe it's an angel, for all I know. And whatever shows up becomes your helper for this week to support you in helping your expression to rise, to soar, to rise even higher, and to soar even higher, breath by breath, as you call in this helper, this winged one, supporting your expression. Linking that through to the 12th house to support landing in individuation is the fancy term, sense of self, etc., whatever we wish to call it. But begins to actually undo that old messaging that you heard from others that said, you don't know what you're talking about, or your expression isn't welcome here. Begins to let that fade into the ethers. As you re-establish a new habit. And if that seems like, a lot, you may start small. You might start by simply imagining your expression getting to rise and soar in alignment with how it is you wish to move in this world, how it is you wish to carry yourself. And as you potentially imagine that or connect to that energy of this winged one rising above, soaring above, it's actually taking the burden of grief and sadness and all those times in which you felt rejected off of your heart, off of your heart space. Releasing the bitterness and the despair, the hopelessness that went with it all, that begins to cascade off of the back of your heart. No longer yours to carry. What is yours to carry is this voice. The authentic expression of how you move in this world gets to be welcome. And that might start small in imagination. That might be something that begins to grow. It moves through you in ways that step into the same feeling that you connect to with your imagination right here and now. You're welcome to play with that as much or as little as you feel called to in this next week. It will be supportive to integrating our entire 2 months of exploring round two. As the system rises in its expression, from the vagus nerve, in particular the dorsal branch, which carries often our freeze responses, times in which we shut down or numbed out or isolated or held back, restrained, suppressed, you get the idea. That vagus nerve actually begins to get met with a new experience. As you express, maybe just simply imagine your expression. The vagus nerve gets to release those old programs saying, I should keep quiet. And the thing is, your psyche, your body alike, they don't actually know the difference between imagination and reality. So, however you do that is perfect. Whichever direct or indirect approach we take to this, and I'm referring to the imagination as the indirect approach, which may actually be entirely inaccurate. For all I know, that might be the most direct approach there is. But regardless, however it calls to you, know that's getting the job done, is my point here. So connecting to your medicine of your expression, breath by breath by breath. For you matter here. You matter here. You matter here. As a part of your imagination, for those of you who are there, you might even see your expressions landing, being heard, being received by yourself, by others, in ways, because it's your imagination and you get to make that look however you wish, in ways that feel good for you. As we engage in imagination in this way, we become a co-creative partner with the ineffable, with the mystery. And as you imagine, you actually free up your creative agency from all the old stories that were held in place, opening up the possibilities that may have seemed scanty, that may have seemed out of grasp. And we get to actually, in a way, connect to things that become in this point of connection, almost like you're carving out a space, carving out in a territorial manner a cave or a space, a womb for this to develop for you. What can you gestate? What can you dream up? What can you steadfastly stay with to live into? For everything you have now, everything that has happened in your life, was just simply once a thought. Was simply once a dream. And through your steadfast, not just action, but also imagination, creativity, thought processes, you actually created what you have currently in your life. And the things that seem to be in the way of you getting those successes are actually important to be met too. Welcoming them along the way, listening to them like we did earlier, for they have a story to tell of how they protected you. And however it is, this is playing out for you right now. We're going to link all of this through to your liver, the liver meridian. It's considered to be one of the largest meridians in our whole body. It has a tendency to have an impact over the genitals as well as over the chest. We're just freeing up any particular sticky points to open up your heart space and your genitals alike. To again connect to the pleasure that the genitals are known for and the harmony that the heart is known for. Harmonizing in pleasure now. As we link to harmonious pleasure through the liver meridian, it releases an old layer of fury around, well, that didn't work. Meaning I don't work. And any low self-esteem pieces that were created through that all. And then we're tapping this part in here, staying with that breath. To integrate this all, running, switching technique, which helps to cope with stress. We're linking that through to the navel, center of connection and center of centeredness itself. Breathing here, receiving here. If you haven't already, you're welcome to drop the practice of the breath now and letting yourself rest. You may roll to one side, whichever one calls to you today, and simply let yourself rest here. Thank you, Creator. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that joined here with us today. We ask that today's work live on in good ways for my friends and for their families, their ancestors, their lineages, the communities that they serve in this world. Thank you to the insights and the awarenesses that came through. We ask that they be stewarded well as they play out in this world. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. And letting yourself continue to rest here for the next few minutes as we drink in another few minutes of Malk, the song of the soul. And continuing to rest, we're going to work with one more song called Temple. And as you rest, this might have a little bit more of an upbeat tone at times. Let me invite you to imagine that that gets to actually revitalize your system. Supporting your return. And if you like, you're welcome to draw on that resource that you found earlier. Allowing yourself to begin to transition into regular life again. You might even begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes, deepen your breath just a little bit more. You may even begin to slowly, slowly find yourself rising in your own timing. I'm going to tap out cortices here to support that all. Cortices helping the two sides of our brain to come together and to function optimally. Doing this for the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain alike. What is it to move forward into your day with the authority of your own expression? Being welcomed, being vitally heard, being vitally received. I'm so curious to hear how that plays out for everybody. So feel free, if you're leaning into playing with that homework, to give me some updates about what happens for you this week. As always, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with you all. And I'm wishing you blessings in your week ahead. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I'm going to stop the recording. If you'd like, you're welcome to share a little bit around what transpired for you today in your breathwork/session today.